second round. But I don't, I'll have to let you know what the makeup of that, that first screening was.
The, just in recognition of the time and wanting to force some public comment, let's, want to begin to sort of wind today down, but just, you know, put out there for consumption and for preparation for the next hearing, a couple of issue areas that will be next in this conversation. Among them, not just who decides how the awards are made, but the overall administration of the peer program. Previous reports have suggested that the commission consider two potential options for the future of peer. One, where the Energy Commission continues to sort of administer sort of top to bottom the investment in research. Another, where the state of California begins to play a lesser of a role, or at least the Energy Commission plays lesser of a role, and that there's more of an external structure to the program that's much more like other research efforts around the country, I guess, and in that PEER peer community of research tends to be the case. Once upon a time, the Energy Commission was called upon to establish sort of new proposed structures. The internal one was done. The external one wasn't done, or maybe by now it has been done. So I'm going to want to get into that at the next hearing. A discussion on, you know, again, how the money is spent, certain specific areas of awards, areas of research, and what's been successful, what hasn't been successful. We'll have that conversation. The University of California, being such a significant recipient of funding through the peer program, I want to get into how the UC has done specifically from top to bottom. And again, a further discussion on the various ways to describe ratepayer benefits, not just from a fiscal standpoint, but, you know, the energy stuff and innovations, job opportunities, etc. So that's kind of where I'm going to begin the next hearing. Through public comment or any input I get between now and the next hearing, there may be additional areas, but want to at least outline those for you for the next hearing. Any closing comments for today from any of you?
I'll close by saying thank you, Senator. I think you've given us some good food for thought and some areas that we didn't have answers for, and we will work on some responses, particularly to how we measure peer going forward and the value of peer to California ratepayers. I thank you for your oversight and your questions today.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good lunch.
Thank you.
We now turn to public comment for today's hearing. Welcome anybody who wishes to come forward and make remarks.
Get out of the way.
Good morning, Chairman, and thanks for the opportunity to comment. I'm Cheryl Carter. I'm co-director of the Energy Program at NRDC. And I wanted to start off by thanking you for having this hearing. This is an area, public interest research and development and demonstration is an area that NRDC thinks is extremely important. It's provides the seeds for our future, and it's an area that doesn't get much attention. So we thank you for having these hearings. We believe that long-term sustained research and development, public interest in particular, is essential to developing effective solutions for our energy and environmental challenges, and also to meet the state's energy and global warming goals. I agree with Commissioner Byron that PEER is unique and successful at addressing the issues, research areas, and questions in the public interest. I serve on, right now, the Electric Power Research Institute External Advisory Committee, and while there's great research going on there, they don't fund enough of the type of research that we need focused on the type of solutions that we must have to meet our policy goals here in California and actually for the nation as well. So it does provide unique benefits. NRDC has a definite interest in continuation of the public interest research and development program in California, and ideally an expansion. As Commissioner Byron indicated, energy R&D for both the state and national levels is significantly underfunded. And we need additional research focused towards the public interest. We believe that well-designed organizational structures are essential to get the benefits that we need to get from public interest research and development. And we've seen a lot of benefits from the PEER program, but there's always room for improvement. We do have ideas on ways going forward, and I'm glad to hear that there are going to be additional hearings, and we'll certainly be involved to the extent that we possibly can in design going forward. NRDC has long believed that public interest research and development is essential to having us continue moving forward and meeting our needs as a society. I was involved also in the AB 1890 discussions that developed the PEER program about 10 years ago, and I can say that conditions are definitely different. I think that they're even more pressing now than they were when we established the program. And so we look forward to continued discussion. And again, thank you for broaching this topic.
Thank you. And if NRDC formally would like to submit a letter or a report or of some sort to the committee for consideration as we grapple with this question, should we or should we not renew the program? If we do, how it may look different/better, we'd welcome some of the specifics.
Great. Appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm Stephanie Pincel. I'm at the UCLA Institute of the Environment, and I have to say, Senator Padilla, you and I share a common passion, and that is Pacoima Beautiful. We were both at the same fundraiser, so very nice to see you in these circumstances, and thank you very much also for holding these hearings, and I believe you will find some replication in my comments with my colleague here at NRDC. The first comment is that public interest energy research will not be replicated by a private entity because public interest is really the important component of what is done by PEER. The private sector's research interest is profit, and that is not always compatible or on par with public benefit and public needs. And I think that as a state, we need to make sure that we ensure that what happens with energy research will accrue to the public benefit as well. Consequently, there is no substitute for public interest research. Secondly, I think we must be very cautious in applying reductionist measures about what public benefit might look like. It's not always a one-to-one ratio. PEER looks out for long-term public benefit. And long-term public benefit may require a certain kind of risk-taking that can't be entered into by private entities. And the role of government is to anticipate the future in a way that private entities cannot, because intrinsically they can't take that kind of risk. And benefits can be long-term that take a long time to amortize, and maybe things like better public health that has more intangible benefits, and it's not a one-to-one ratio. It may also be that better knowledge can be produced by PEER programs, better knowledge that can assist in decision-making. Now, better knowledge may be used or not used, as we know, in the pressures of public decision-making. Sometimes the best solution is not the one chosen, but at least we should know what alternatives exist out there to inform decision-making, and that can't be monetized very easily. Widgets alone will not suffice either to implement a better energy use future. And so we have to be a little bit careful about just investing in new technologies, because that may not be sufficient in terms of thinking about the future. There may be questions of how these technologies fit together that need a more overarching view than simply investing in the best boiler technology. I have a couple more comments. Please be patient. As my colleague pointed out, the money that is allocated to the PEER program for funding is actually relatively paltry compared to the kinds of energy future needs that we're looking, that we anticipate on the horizon. And federal money is not very big either. And so where and how are we going to fund the kind of research that we need to go into the future, a different future that's going to require a lot of changes? So rather than thinking about this PEER program as being a lot of money, I think we should look at it as being not, as being rather insufficient. And finally, I don't think that we should look at PEER money as subsidies for private companies to develop technologies. I think the state and ratepayers have a stake in thinking about things in a broader way. So it's not simply turning the state funding being used to improve private businesses' technologies, but it has a much bigger public interest that we should be looking out for. So I commend you for holding these hearings. I look forward to participating in the next hearings. I think they're going to be extremely interesting and very pertinent, and I will be happy to work with my colleagues to provide additional feedback for you.
Okay. So thank you very much. Any other public comment for today? Seeing none, we don't have an exact date for the next hearing on this topic, but recognizing that August 31st is the last day of the legislative session, it probably won't be before then, but very soon thereafter. I do hope to set a date in the month of September that we will post or notify publicly through the usual mechanisms. So thank you all very much for being here. Hope you have found this helpful as I have, and we'll see you at the next one.